You're listening to the Big Data Beard.
Hey, everybody. It is the Big Data Beard team back after almost 3 years of not being present, making podcasts. And we decided to get the band back together, so to say, and restart the podcast. I know some of you have missed it. Some of you maybe haven't missed it, and some of you may be new. So welcome. We're glad you're here. My name's Corey Minton. I am happy to be part of the Big Data Beard team, and I'm joined by two of my very good friends. Kyle?
How are you? Hey, Kyle Prince here. Glad to be back. Bits changed, but we'll
get into
dive into that. How are you, Brett?
Yeah, so Brett Roberts here, and fellas, we are back. I'm so excited. We're back.
Yes.
And you know what? We're back in more ways than one because, you know, this year, more than I guess maybe any year that we've experienced, not only in our lives, but in the lives of the Big Data Beard podcast, we're coming out of COVID and we're glad to be on the other side of it. And we're glad to be getting back to being in front of people and in front of friends at conferences. And that's part of the reason why we wanted to bring the Big Data Beard podcast back is as we're traveling and starting to interact again at conferences, interacting with users of technology around big data and AI, we thought we'd bring the show back and give everybody a chance to follow along with us and do some learning. But since the last time we published a show, which was, what was that? In the, was it 2020?
October 2020. Long time ago.
So a few things have changed since then, outside of just what's happened in the world at large. The three of us all have different jobs than when we started this thing. So, Kyle, what's going on in your world? What are you doing these
days? Yes. So last, 2020 was still in Australia. So I've since moved back back to the U.S. Here in Nashville. Started a job at Splunk, now a platform architect for IT and observability, which is pretty great. And we have had a kid. So we have a little girl who's turning two in October, so surprise. And then we also have a little boy coming in October as well. So there will probably be a bit more gray in my beard throughout this season of the podcast. Yeah.
It's all right. Yeah. It doesn't have to be. We don't discriminate what color the beard is.
Yeah.
Just bring your beard.
Yeah, I can. You know?
That's true. And Brett, you, sir, have maybe the most exciting, most relevant short-term news. Tell us what's going on in your job world.
Yeah, so I actually just took a job with Splunk, so joining the Splunk family and community. I'm going to be a global technical partner manager, so super pumped about that, working with Splunk's partners, working with the field and customers to really do amazing things with Splunk. So super pumped about that. Personally, I just got married as well. So as you're listening to this, when it airs, I'll actually be in Italy on my honeymoon, enjoying it. So I'll be thinking about none of you while I'm on my honeymoon, but you'll be thinking about me. Yeah, so really exciting stuff there. Just a lot of change over the last 2.5 years for all of us.
It's true. Now, in my life, I've got a new job too. I am field CTO for the Americas at Splunk. And actually, by the airing of the show, I will have now officially married you both. Officiated both of
them. There it is. Words matter.
Words matter. Commas can save lives. I've married all of you. Yeah. So exciting things. Also, I will say one thing that I've been really excited over the last couple of years to be able to do is we've jumped in and done some more giving back of our time, trying to use our time for good. And I'm dragging the boys into Operation Barbecue Relief. For those of you who don't know, it's an organization I've started partnering with to feed the soul by feeding people in need during major disastrous events across the U.S. by the healing power of barbecue. So Kyle's been out on deployment with me now to see some of the good stuff. Brett's signed up for the next time something big comes through. We're all going to go out and try to help feed those in need. So be sure, I will say, we're excited to feature some of those fantastic organizations in the Big Data Beard going forward.
Yeah, it's really awesome. I'm excited to go on the next deployment with you all. Check it out. Feed the souls, feed the people that are taking care and helping, rescue the people in need. So I'm excited.
Yeah. I think it's really cool too that Splunk allows us a week of volunteer time off, and would encourage anybody who's listening, see what your company offers in the realm of giving back and volunteer for an org like this. It's really fun to be a part of and super rewarding for yourself even.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so fellas, we're back. We're excited. Right. Lots changed. But let's talk a little bit about what we're actually going to talk about on this podcast. So, Corey, what are your thoughts? What are some of the things that you want to talk about on the 2.0 Big Data Beard podcast?
Yeah, well, I think that the original intent of the podcast was, you know, to talk about the trends and technologies and talk to the talented people that were innovating and making big data a big deal. I think that sums up what we're going to do again. I think the term big data, you know, it actually encompassed this idea of AI in many cases. It was one of those bucket terminologies. So to me, it still applies. Probably going to work in more AI conversation. We wouldn't be a technology, you know, podcast if we didn't say the words generative AI or large language model at least 400 times. So we'll try to get our quota as quick as we can. But no, I'm kidding. I think our original intent was to invite people into the things that we were learning as we were attending conferences and talking to smart people that were using and building technology to do interesting things, transformative things, and fun things. I don't want to change that. I think that was good. And I think I'd like to see us get back to that as quick as we can.
Yeah. So for those of you keeping score at home, we said generative AI twice now. The goal is by the end of the first season, 400 times. So let's see if we can get there.
Lots of bingo cards.
Yeah. But, you know, you also mentioned industry conferences. I think that's one of the things that was super exciting about what we did before with Big Data Beard, was attending all these industry conferences, meeting people in their elements, learning, going to sessions, talking to them about their sessions. That's not going to change. I think, you know, we're going to be going to these conferences. We're going to be interviewing, like Corey said, some of the biggest and brightest minds in the industry. I think maybe some of the conferences that we go to now are going to be different, maybe more AI focused, generative AI, number three. But yeah, I think that we're going to do that. But Kyle, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm excited to be back. I think a lot's changed in technology. Some things have gotten redefined, or some new buzzwords have come out since 2020.
Like, can you think of one buzzword currently that's popular?
There's a couple I could think of.
What's the one that is we're keeping score?
Generative.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah. No, but
softball down the middle.
Wow.
I'm quick.
Softball. You just had to. You had to take a swing.
Yeah.
More Japanese. At least no.
No. What I'm excited about is being able to take a look at what all big data, quote unquote, can accomplish, and being able to tie it to some interesting use cases or even some outside the box ideas of going, wow, we could take some data or some dashboard or some visualizations here and apply some data to some weird use cases. So I think it'll be a lot of fun to explore what's been new and changing in the last 3 years. Now people come on and share what outside the box ideas they've come up with.
Yeah, actually, that's one of the things I'm excited about too. One of the things you all may not know is that Kyle and Brett are very hands-on technologists. I get hands-on every now and then. I like to talk about it maybe a little bit. I know I'm trying. They call me grandpa because I'm not quite as accomplished as them, and I have clearly the grayest beard in the group. But I'm actually excited to see us bring back more of the hands-on experiences and the demonstrable capabilities that we started doing during like the virtual race to .conf and some of the data drivers programs we did and the hackathons where we actually took the things that we were tinkering with and exposed those and brought those up to you all so that you could actually get hands-on with us and kind of start to understand and learn, you know, what we were learning. And so I'm excited to see that more. I think there's going to be some fun. We're going to try to have a little bit of fun with it too. Like, we're going to try to find some of those edgy, weird use cases that maybe you didn't think about that were possible with data and analytics, but we're going to try to dig into it a little bit.
Or if you have an idea of one and you want to share, give us a shout.
Yeah, love that.
That's right.
So I guess the real question is, are we going to get an RV again? Are we going to do that 17 days in RV? No.
Let's not.
I think
we don't ever talk.
I think that's a one and done thing. But I think the premise of that is what we're going to be doing. Some cool, interesting, wacky sort of things that expose really cool technologies that we get to do hands on as well.
Yeah. And I, you know, we're talking a lot about what's happening in the future. And I think one specific thing that we're all pretty excited about is Splunk's user conference coming up here pretty soon, in a couple of weeks, July 17th. We will be on the ground in Las Vegas and doing shows every day, interviewing around the expo hall. So if you see us out there, come say hi. And I'm pretty excited overall for it to see, you know, what Splunk's going to be delivering, both from a company level as well as, you know, the individual contributors, see what they've been doing and showing off here around. I would love to hear, though, Brett, what is one thing that you are particularly excited about?
Yeah, so I was not able to go to Conf in the last couple of years. I think 2020 was virtual. 2019 was the last time that I went in person, which just seems like a lifetime ago. So I'm going to start and just say the thing I'm mostly excited about is going to Conf, being in person, getting closer, you know, seeing the community, old friends, cool sessions, the pavilion, all the cool things that are going to be in the pavilion, the trust, all the people that really make the Splunk community as special as it is. So that's my first thing I'm most excited about.
So the question is, though, are you going to wear your fez the entire conference or like just like special times? What's the fez?
I don't think we can anymore. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, you can?
I feel like you got to really have me as a failure here.
Yeah, as the only Big Data Beard Team member without a fez, I highly encourage it so that you can flex on me and rub it in my face that I was not selected to be part of that incredible community that both of you are a part of, and you should definitely hold over my head as much as possible.
No, never do that. But, well, one of us said the right thing. But I do have it, and it's still sitting up there actually, so I will be bringing it with me just in case.
Perfect. So Brett, I do want to hear a second one, but I want to hear Corey's first, if that's okay.
Yeah, well, let's go around the horn.
Yeah.
Well, we did have homework. We had to show up ready to do this thing.
That is
welcome to a new edition of the Big Data Beard where we do some preparation. That's incredible. So I'm most excited about this is the first Splunk.conf that's actually going to have an executive track, which I think a lot of people may find maybe strange, but I think it's super cool because Splunk has always been a technology that was, you know, kind of loved by the practitioner. And what I see, and this is kind of true in the industry, is that practitioner tools are awesome when they solve problems for people. But when they become like used across an organization in a bunch of different ways, like in a bunch of different domains, it starts to matter to the, you know, executives who are now signing, you know, larger and larger contracts with smaller number of tools providers where they're trying to, you know, consolidate as the economy is kind of in question right now. Like people are trying to get focused on picking platforms that can do more for them. And so actually inviting the executives to come see what Splunk.conf is all about, to see the excitement, the Splunky culture, I think is super great. It's going to have some great content. We're talking about preparing for board conversations. We're going to have a generative AI panel. Yep, I got it in there. That's a fifth time. We're going to have some really fantastic guests like Andy Greenberg, senior editor of Wired magazine. He's a New York Times award-winning author, and some fantastic analysts out there that it's going to be like, it's just neat to have a different sort of conversation than maybe folks are used to with .conf.
Now, I have this one.
What's that?
It's your first one.
So mine, I'm going to get a little bit of a self-promotion pitch in here.
Makes sense.
As you should.
So, Brett, you know, you haven't been at Conf recently, but one thing that you'll see that's new this year for everybody, which I'm really excited about, is we have a new track within our sessions, which is the workshop track, where we were able to submit a hands-on workshop that users could come through. So while we talked about, you know, solving solutions and coming to that portion of it, we also get to talk about the hands-on portion of it. So if you are hearing of a new technology from Splunk or something that Splunk is within, you can go get hands-on with that, which is really exciting. And don't worry. I know the first concern is wait. Hands-on at a conference means a terrible internet experience, but we will actually have hardline internet in the workshop rooms. So bring a dongle, have some fun. and get your hands dirty. Bring your laptop and your friends. My session will be OBS1768B. So write that down, because obviously you know what that means.
Yeah.
It is making observability cloud native with OpenTelemetry. And what we're going to be doing is actually walking through the OpenTelemetry collector from installation to receivers to processors to exporters to extensions, kind of walking through what each of those means. So if you have a high level understanding of OpenTelemetry, or you're kind of, you know, you've been playing in the forwarder world, but you want to get hands on and understand what all of this is, come to our session. It's 2 hours long. It's Sean Marciniak, who is part of the OpenTelemetry a contributor community, and Robert Cassley and myself giving it over 2 hours. Or if you can't make it, we'll actually be hosting the session again a couple weeks later in a virtual format. So selfishly pretty excited about my track as well as the workshop track as a whole.
Fantastic. Now, Brett, you've got a second one, yeah?
Yeah, but just real quick.
The thing you're excited about?
Yeah, real quick, Kyle, where is this track? Are they like in breakout rooms? Like, where are they going to be located?
Yeah, so they'll be in breakout rooms. At the time of this recording, they're not listed, but if you go to conf.com, they'll be updating.
Cool. Awesome. All right, Brett, tell us your second thing you're most excited about.
Yeah.
The preview.conf23.
Doing my homework. Again, it's a new Big Data Beard. I was going through the session catalog and kind of looking at all these things. I actually have a few, but I'm going to just narrow it down to one, just because we only have two. A lot of great sessions, so a lot of great things going on. You know, the Edge Hub has been really cool, and I got a little bit of a glimpse into it when I saw Kyle a few months ago. Haven't played with it yet, so there's some sessions that are around this Edge Hub, and one of them is Disrupt or Be Disrupted, Edge Computing's Role in Industry Innovation. I think that's super exciting. We've talked a lot about AI and generative AI, number six. But I think Edge is also super important and super, you know, has grown a lot over the last 2.5 years. So I'm interested to see what's going on there and kind of how that relates to what Splunk's doing with Edge computing. So I think that's a really good one. It's on Tuesday, the 18th of July at 1:30 local time.
Nice.
Corey, no, we said come with two. So
I know, I did. It's incredible.
Yeah,
I'm ultra. You know what? How did you know that it's actually connected to generative AI? So for those of you who follow me on LinkedIn, I posted earlier in the month a comment to Michael Kemp Bentley from Splunkable, who, if you don't know him, member of the Splunk Trust, which is cool, first of all. Second of all, he and his team actually built an integration to where you could actually call ChatGPT directly from the SPL line, command line within SPL, and actually have it help you create some, you know, SPL, and which is pretty dope. And there's a handful of sessions that are going on at .conf this year that actually talk about various like instantiations of those kinds of integrations where generative capabilities are being built by the community into Splunk to solve some interesting challenges that some, you know, users face, which will be cool. And, you know, I think I have heard on the grapevine that there's going to be a variety of AI announcements coming out at .conf, which will be super fun to watch. Because, again, we couldn't be in tech if we didn't mention generative AI at least 10 times per minute. Hashtag generative AI.
We already
that pandering.
Yeah.
Pandering.
Yeah. This is bad.
Okay. Yeah. We did. Okay. So I will say this funny story. We talked about this before we relaunched this thing, and I said, you know, now that, you know, AI is the big thing, should we rename the podcast the AI Beard and AIbeard.com? And in my research, before I mentioned that to you all, I went to GoDaddy, where you can buy domains, and I looked up AIbeard.com, and I realized, oh, it's already taken. That's a bummer. And so I was like, well, I should check out to see who... like what page AI Beard is, because that's pretty interesting. Maybe we should acquire them. I'm kidding. We have no money to do that. Turns out we actually own that domain, and I apparently purchased AIbeard.com roughly like 3.5 or 4 years ago. So if you get confused and you see us and you think, those guys, they used to be like this Big Data Beard thing, but I think they're the AI Beard, you can go to AIbeard.com and still find our delectable content. So you're welcome. That's my grandpa of forgetting where I bought things that were awesome, and I'm foreshadowing.
I think they call that a visionary. I also think that you bought like machine learning mustache.com and like generative AI goatee.com and a few other things too. So,
if you're a fan of technology and facial hair, we might have some domains for sale.
It's true. Yeah.
If you need an offshoot, we're looking for sub brands.
Wow.
Yeah. That was impressive.
To pull this thing back onto .com, why would we? My second exciting part of this, I think, is the pavilion as a whole. We'll have some fun things there, but more particularly the data drivers experience that we'll have there. Now, it's not going to be as huge as it was last year with the 8 racing simulators and the huge wall of TVs, but we will get to showcase the work that we've done in the past year with McLaren's esports team to show how we help them win races and even championships using data and analytics for that. So you'll be able to go ahead and jump in the hot seat in the simulator, go ahead and throw down some laps, and then come on over to a couple of our demo pod screens and actually be able to do a deep dive on your data and see if you can get faster after each go. I think that will be a lot of fun just from a proper nerd perspective of video games, as well as playing with the data coming out of them.
Yeah.
So that's pretty exciting, right? A little bit of work, whole lot of play. It's kind of the theme of .com, right?
Well, that's very true. So the thing that we love about .conf is exactly that. It's fun, but you actually see people getting massively cool stuff done to really affect enterprise outcomes, but also to affect things like McLaren Esports, which Kyle and I spent a lot of time over the last year working with a variety of Splunkers to deliver some great things that I hope you all enjoy. And we hope you enjoy the Big Data Beard podcast as we come back. Look for during the week of July 17th, lots of content on social where we're going to be kind of man on the street checking out some of the interesting things we see. Be sure to tune in to Splunk's YouTube and LinkedIn channels as well as Big Data Beards as we're going to be streaming live a number of interviews with some of the interesting folks we find at Splunks.com. And continue to subscribe and follow the podcast on iTunes or Google Play, Spotify, wherever you choose your podcasts. And we'll continue to bring you interesting innovations and conversations and trends around what's going on in big data and why it is still a big deal. Thanks for listening.